Memoirs of a Geisha by Arthur Golden. Read by Noriko Aida. Suppose that you and I were sitting in a quiet room, overlooking a garden, chatting and sipping at our cups of green tea, while we talked about something that had happened a long while ago. And I said to you, that afternoon when I met so-and-so was the very best afternoon of my life, and also the very worst afternoon. I expect you might put down your teacup and say, well now, which was it? Was it the best or the worst? Because it can't possibly have been both. Ordinarily, I'd have to laugh at myself and agree with you. But the truth is that the afternoon when I met Mr. Tanaka Ichiro really was the best and the worst of my life. If I had never known him, I'm sure I would not have become a geisha. I wasn't born and raised to be a Kyoto geisha. I wasn't even born in Kyoto. I'm a fisherman's daughter from a little town called Yoroido on the Sea of Japan. In our little fishing village, I lived in what I called a tipsy house. It stood near a cliff where the wind of the ocean was always blowing. Inside this tipsy house, I lived something of a lopsided life, because from my earliest years, I was very much like my mother, and hardly at all like my father or older sister, Satsu. My mother said it was because we are made just the same, she and I. And it was true, we both had the same peculiar eyes of a sort you almost never see in Japan. Instead of being dark brown like everyone else's,